Welcome to our podcast today. I'm your host, Peter Manos, Director of Research at ARC Advisory Group. We're here to discuss the latest key trends in emissions monitoring and leak detection solutions. I have with me two people, many of our listeners, involved in AI-driven improvements in the oil and gas or chemicals industry will know. Krishna Upaluri from Molex and Chip Halardis from Flint Hills Resources. Welcome, Krishna and Chip. Let me start with a quick introduction for each of you. Krishna Upaluri is Vice President and General Manager of Impact 2, an IIoT business at Molex, which includes solutions for emissions monitoring and leak detection that we're discussing today. Chip Halardis serves as Vice President of Quality and Stewardship at Flint Hills Resources. Flint Hills Resources operates oil refineries and pipelines in the Midwest and Texas. Their scope encompasses production of a wide spectrum of products, from asphalt that's used to make our roads to transportation fuels and chemicals utilized in both industrial and household applications that are part of our everyday lives. Krishna, my first question concerns what operators most need to know about success in this area of leak detection and emissions monitoring. You know, it seems to me that there can be a thin line between true transformational success versus merely engaging in transitional efforts that don't yield the results that leaders are looking for. So what do you think has led to the successes that Molex is seeing with its solution for leak detection and emissions monitoring?
Well, it's great to be here with you and Chip, Peter. Impact 2, a Molex business, succeeded not just because of our innovative technologies, but also more importantly, how it enabled boots on the ground operator adoption and transformation across key operational processes. And we did so because of strong partnership between us at Molex, the trailblazers across customers and the regulatory bodies and even communities. So we made sure we took a holistic approach, but with a singular focus on adoption and transformation.
Excellent. That makes sense. And, you know, it's obviously of benefit both to the operators of the facilities and to the surrounding communities to excel at this. But a skeptic may want to hear what the end user would think is thinking of the solution. So, Chip, what has been your experience at Flint Hills in this regard?
Yeah, happy to answer that, Peter. And thanks for having me on the podcast today. So, yeah, at Flint Hills, we embarked on finding a way to innovate leak detection in our facilities. And this actually started many years ago, but we forged a relationship with Molex and the US EPA to really pursue that. And it allowed us to make progress faster and move towards our goals for stewardship and transforming how we do work. You know, the Impact 2 team has been a true partner along the whole way, and we're really focused on meeting our needs for improving process safety and reducing fugitive emissions by really delivering a solution that gives, you know, the right information to our operators at the right time so we can achieve our goals.
Interesting. So how repeatable do you think the experiences you've had at Flint Hills with this successful processes and improvements with Molex will be for others who are on that path or who are considering it?
Well, I mean, just why it's been successful at Flint Hills is, I mean, our leadership recognized the tremendous potential for safety improvement and emissions reduction. And you know, the real impact of this, though, became evident once our operators gained real-time visibility into leaks that are occurring in our facilities and realizing the value of this new information. The solution delivered by the Molex team, you know, it's met our reliability expectations in terms of its availability and delivered the expected value through this use of sensors and analytics. And the results that we are now able to ensure the reliability of our processes while having in place the best possible solutions to reduce emissions, enhance safety, and drive operational efficiency. And it's those outcomes that are why I believe anyone can see value from this solution.
Well, what would you want people to know about things that organizations should watch out for in terms of potential pitfalls or mistakes that could be made, you know, in trying to do this artificial intelligence, machine learning, improvement in leak detection and emissions monitoring, you know, oil and gas, petrochemical, chemical plants. You know, how do you avoid pitfalls that might be on the way?
Yeah, I think for any company that wants to undertake this, it's really critical that you have a management commitment and then early engagement with operations and operators to connect them to the value of what it is you're trying to do. Because the solution that we were seeking in this case is a blend of new data and advanced sensors combined with analytics solutions to help us detect leaks as fast as possible. And so making sure everyone's aligned on what you're trying to do. But it is solving a real world problem using integrated data solution all provided by Impact 2. And so because we partnered with Molex all along the way, we had confidence that they were building something that was going to work. But the immediate value to our operations became evident as soon as we turned their systems on. I mean, it did rapidly identify leaks, you know, leaks that we knew were mitigating safety risks and reducing emissions. The other thing I would say, it's critical to celebrate early wins of finding leaks sooner. You know, a lot of organizations, you can have reluctance to want to report when things aren't going well. But in this case, we really tried to celebrate all those early wins because we knew we were making our facilities safer and cleaner. And so it's critical, you know, that all levels of the organization see those successes.
Makes sense. Krishna, could you weigh in terms of that rollout and the collaboration between Molex and Flint Hills?
Sure, yeah. I think one of the key things to recognize in this is the value of a long-term approach. You know, as a privately held company, our long-term approach emphasizes stewardship for sustained and mutually beneficial outcomes. This is, different. You know, this is distinct from public companies. We are not subject to the quarterly market pressures that, often prompt very reactive short-term decisions, not very well aligned with the best long-term outcomes. I think that's the key here. You know, this kind of a longer-term approach and outlook, stewardship outlook, allows us to ascertain the genuine value of long-term returns on investment, pretty much focused on continuous transformation and adoption. So our endeavors to minimize the emissions, it really embodies a real commitment to the larger community and stakeholders, and not about the technology. But by investing in technology that enhances our understanding of the fugitive emissions and leaks through advanced monitoring, we really empower our customers to make more timely, informed decisions, which were really not possible before. So this approach really improves the business and operational efficiency, but also it serves the best interests of employees and the broader communities beyond the fence line of the industrial facilities. So it's important to really recognize the value of a longer-term approach as opposed to short-term reactive band-aids.
That makes sense, and it's a really great fit. You know, one of the things at ARC Advisory Group that we look at a lot is people and process as being co-equal with technology, those three things. And, you know, the interplays that I saw in some of the press releases and reporting that was done earlier about this project, it really resonated for me that there was the regulatory component was part of the process, you know, in terms of getting the approvals to do this with the air compliance method that Molex provided from a regulatory perspective. So it seemed like it was clearly an innovative concept to compliance in terms of the partnering related to the solutions and their success. So, you know, what would you want listeners to know who maybe are in the oil and gas or chemical industries or in other industries that also have a need to look at alternatives to their existing ways of complying to get to something more optimal, if you will?
Yeah, you know, it's really about taking a holistic design solution approach. It's not just compliance. You know, customers, often ask us, legacy questions. They're so used to these questions on whether we offer sensors, software, or services. Actually, we offer seamless transformation from monitoring everything to monitoring what matters. So this goes really beyond compliance. How do you make sure you first optimize the way you do things instead of doing everything the old-fashioned way of walking around and monitoring? Why didn't you focus on what matters? We have been seeing a lot of areas where this approach is working absolutely perfect. So it's really about expansion beyond the old methods, old applications, into a more holistic emissions monitoring. For example, for use cases such as process units, fence line, tank farms, remote terminals, process safety, etc. So a lot of our success has come because people have looked at it as not just from an existing compliance to an alternative compliance, but also to a more holistic approach about enhancing and optimizing the way they monitor emissions and fix them in a timely manner.
What can you share about improving transparency and fostering candid discussions about emissions and leaks, especially for the larger players in the industries involved, and to encourage more collaboration about addressing these challenges, if you will?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. I believe just about every company in our industry wants to improve their operations. And we all value clean water and clean air, and we want safe operations. Flint Hills, we work hard to create value for our customers and meet the expectations of our communities by being a good operator, good neighbor, good corporate citizen. That's what our stewardship commitment is about. And early leak detection is an important element of safe and clean operations, and the communities where we operate value that. That's why we try to lead by example. And as we've shared this solution, this Molex solution with our community partners, we've received very positive feedback. They really value knowing that we're continuously monitoring our operations and ensuring that we're keeping ourselves safe and we're keeping them safe. And so I think that's critically important, and we continue to get very good feedback.
Excellent. I'd like to thank both of you for an interesting session.